ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoch Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin Daf Chafei. The Gemara Daf Chafei is in the middle of the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. The Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, what's it din if somebody's makdish his field in the year of Yovel? According to Rav, if you makdish the field in the year of Yovel, it's chal. And that's when you have to pay the 50 sloim. If you makdish the field in the year of Yovel Tzchal, you pay 50 sloim. That the Torah says, for being makdish a stei achuza, zerech chayim esayim mechamishim shekel kesef, a base kur needs 50 sloim. That refers to when you makdish the field on the year of Yovel. The Gemara explains, rather, mishnasa Yovel yakdish sedeu kerkecha yakum, that Mishnasa Yevil means on the year of Yevil. The year of Yevil, you makdish the field, that's the din of 50 sloim. And la'achar ha-Yevil, the Gemara explains according to Rav, means immediately after Yevil. Once it passes the Yevil year, there's a din giroyin kesef. For each year, you megarei al-pi l'cheshbin, that there's 50 sloim for the year of Yevil. So achar ha-Yevil, the year after Yevil, you megarei the year. Like the Gemara says, it's a selu pundayin for each year. It goes like Rabbi Huda, that says that the Shnas Yevil is oil lekan ulekan. And according to Rav, from this year, which is Yevil, till the next Yevil is 49 years. And the Shnas Yevil means if you makdish it on the year of Yevil, and Shnas Yevil yakdish the day, you pay 50 slum. If acher ha-Yevil, after Yevil means the following year. So you megareya a sella b'noyin, a sella, and a 48th of a sella, I'll be the cheshbin for 50 years, 49 sloim. And Shmuel holds, no, you cannot be makdishit in the year of Yevil. The Gemara said, a kal v'chaymer, if Yevil's mefkir the hektish koshkin, you can't be makdishit. And Mishnasa Yevil means the year after the Yevil. If you makdishit the year after the Yevil, that's the first time you can be makdishit. Then you have to pay 50 sloim. And achar ha-yevil, where you have a nigger mir kecha, you have giroyin kesef, that's achar. The next year, the second year after yevil, that's when it starts giroyin kesef. That's when you make the cheshbin of the 50 selah for the 49 years, a selah and pedayim for each year. So the Gemara and the bottom of Chavdal and Mabez ask the kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you can't be goyel the field after Yevil if it's less than a year after Yevil. According to Shmuel, it's good, the Gemara says. You can't be goyel the field after the Yevil if it's less than a year after the Yevil. But according to Rav, what does the Mishnah mean? You can't be goyel it less than a year after the Yevil. According to Rav, it could be chal if you makdish it in Yevil. So the Gemara explains that according to Rav, what it means, Mi sarvis acha yevil mamish mayach yevil beemtsi yevil. The chol kamli mayu l'shana l'migrele. It means he can't be megareya if it's less than a year. And it doesn't matter which year it is. It could be 20 years after yevil. It could be 30 years after yevil. But it has to go by an entire year to be megareya. Every year that goes by in megareya, the selu pundayan for each year. But it has to go by the entire year. If it's less than a year, you don't say if it goes by 6 months, so you do half a selu pundayin. Or if it goes by rave of the year, that's good enough. No, you need an entire year to go by, and then you megareya for that year the selu pundayin. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? You don't count the months. That's the next din of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, the next din of the Mishnah is explaining this din. Yinan Gael Achayevil Pachas Shana means you need an entire year to go by to have the Geroyin Kesef. And why is that? Why can't a few months also be Megareya for those few months? Because Eim Echashim Chadashim Hektish, you don't count Chadashim, you only count years. Like the Gemara makes the Josh, Avachishim Lai Kesef, be a Shana Manisar, is Dafka the year, is not the Chadashim. Now there's a Shailan the Mefarshim, that's in Rav. When Rav explains the Mishnah, Ein goyel l'macha yevil pachas shana means that you're not megareya at any time after the yevil. You're not megareya for less than a year. You need an entire year to go by in order to deduct from the 50 slum, the Selu B'nai, you need the entire year to go by to deduct it. But the Gemara said, according to Shmuel, it's good. B'shloim l'shmuel, l'gayl n'achayev l'pachas mishana. What's the taich of the Mishnah according to Shmuel? What's the translation according to Shmuel? The Helder was good, that you can't be gayl after yev l'pachas mishana. So some of Farshim, the Taisus Yantif among them, understood that it means that if you makdish it in Yevil, you don't have to be gayl it. That's what it means, like gayl and achayevil pachas mishana means you don't have to be gayl if you makdish it in Yevil, because it's not kadesh. That's a taish of gayl and achayevil pachas mishana. But l'chayr it's very shver. Like the Chedush Beis Meir asks, what does it mean pachas mishana? You could be gayl at pachas mishana. Let's say you wait one day after Yevil. You could be makdish, and then you'd have to be gailit. What does it mean, like gailin acha Yevil pachas mishana? It should say, like gailin b'shnas Yevil. B'shnas Yevil, you're not gail. What does it mean, you're not gailin acha Yevil pachas mishana? It's not true. You are gailin acha Yevil. If he's makdish after Yevil, even if it's pachas mishana, you are gailit. So the Beis Meir is madchik that acha Yevil means after the beginning of Yevil. It needs to go by at least a year from the beginning of Yevil in order to be Gailit. That's what the Rosh Hashanah also says. What's a deichik? Why did it have to say you're not Gail Achar Yevil Pachas Mishana? It should have said you're not Gail Nishnas Yevil Achar Yevil Mashma after Yevil. So Kama Mefarshim learn, the Lechem Mishnah says this, and the Rosh Hashanah and the Gra in the Mishnayah say this, that just like the Reish of the Mishnah which says, a makdish of nayeva pachas mishtei shana means that you're not makdish for giroyin. That if it's less than 2 years before yevil, you don't do giroyin anymore. But you could be paid there with the whole thing, which is not just with giroyin. You don't do the deduction anymore. You'd have to pay the whole 50 sel if you want to be paid it. So a makdish and acha yevil pachas mishana means, I mean, loy goyel and acha yevil pachas mishana means that you're not megareya after yevil. If it's less than a year after Yevil, you don't have any Girayin until a full year after Yevil. That's what the Gemara and the Havamina thought it meant. So that's very good according to Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, you can't be Makdashit on Yevil. So the first time you can be Makdashit is after Yevil. So when could you be Megareya? Dafka year after Yevil. And they say you can learn this in Rashi. Rashi says the Kamash Balamas Nisan Mishnas Yevil Atsa Mikdish Ein Tzarech Ligoyel Delei Katsha. Rashi doesn't mean, according to this Pshat, that that's what the Mishnah is saying. When the Mishnah says Ein Goyel and Acha Yevil Pachas Mishana means that you don't have to be Goyel because it's not Hektish. It means if you were Magdish on the Shnas Yevil, then you don't have to be Goyel. Elamai, when's the first time you can be makdashit after Yevil? Ah, so for Giroyin, you have to wait at least a year. So that's why Ein Gail and Acha Yevil Pachas Mishana. And it's teaching you two things. It's teaching you Taka Ein Mechashiv Chadashim LaHektish. They need an entire year to go by, but that's not the only Chiddush, because that already says in the Sefer. But it also teaches you a chiddush that the first time you came back, this is after Yevil, and that's why you have to wait at least a year. So come this, even in the Havan of the Gemara, that the Gemara said, Bishloim like Shmuel, the Gemara was told back Giroyin. When it says, Ein Gailin, it means Giroyin, just like the Reisha means Giroyin. The Gemara didn't say when it changed to Rav that we're talking about Giroyin. The Gemara was always talking about Giroyin. But the Gemara thought, which the Mishnah sounds like it means more kipshuta, that there's b'chlal no din giroyin until there's an entire year after Yevil. And according to Rav, that's not true, because if you makdish it on the shnash Yevil atzma, right after Yevil is a din giroyin already. According to Shmuel, it's true. You makdish with shnash Yevil atzma, it's not chal. You makdish the year after Yevil, so there's no giroyin until the next year. So that the Gemara says, and no, according to Rav, all the Mishnah is saying is it doesn't mean the year after Yevil. It means b'chlal, even b'emtzi yevil. You need an entire year to go by year, for the grind of that year. That means the Rambam is kamam mefurish is pshat. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says it. The Rambam says, a makdish is a day achar yevil. Ein ein niftis b'girayin kesef ha-chayig mashana achar yevil. Lefish ein mechash ha-chadosh l'mehektish. If someone's makdish his field after Yovel, the first time you can make Yerayin is when a whole year is after the Yovel, because they mechashe chadash lehekdish. The Chayri means that's the pshat in the Mishnah. He's saying the Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah. He's not saying it b'emes Yovel. He's saying the first year there's no Yerayin. The first year after Yovel is no Yerayin, because on months there's no Yerayin. You need a whole year to make Yerayin. That's the pshat of the Lechem Mishnah and the Gayin and the Rishash and other Mefarshim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tanur Abana minayin shemechashen chadashim imhektish. How do you know they don't count months? You have to count full years for the deduction for the Yerayin. Tamalayim v'chishav la'ikayinis akasav api ha'shanim ha'naysaris. Shanim ha'te mechashiv, ite mechashiv chadashim. U'minayin shemate reitza lasas chadashim l'shana oisa. How do you know if you want to make the chadashim into a year, you could? Hechi domi gayin akdashay b'palga d'arbon v'tamnei. If someone was makdashit in half a year into the 48th year, Tamalayim v'chishav la'yakayim mikol ma'akayim, that says v'chishav la'yakayim, you learn out that amol you could be mechashiv months. And that's the din of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, avol hektish mechashiv chadashim. Hektish is mechashiv chadashim. But there's a machlokes rishonim pshat in the Gemara. Rashi and the Mishnah and Rabbeinu Gershom, they learn like this. There's a din, every year goes by, the price gets deducted. For each year, it's 50 slum for a base kur. And every year that goes by, the price gets deducted. I'll pay that cheshbin, a selim pindayin every year. So if you paid in a field during the year 47, so you owe now two sellers and two pindayinis. You owe now, I'm sorry, actually three sellers and three pindayinis. You can't deduct year 47 until it's completely finished. So you owe three sellers and three pindayinis and you can be paid to the field. Now the din is, you can't be paid to the field if it's less than 2 years worth. Less than two sellers and two pindayinis, less than 2 years worth, you can't be paid to the field. So now it comes to the year 48. 48 bepalga, like the Gemara calls it. So the chayra, you still could be paid to the field till the end of the year. Because you still have 2 years of pinyon left, because you can't be megarei of the pinyon for this year till the end of the year. So the chayy should be allowed to be paid to the field with girayin. That means for the price of two sela and two pinyonis, you deduct all the rest of the pinyon of the 50 slum. Because even though you need at least 2 years, or pi hashanim ha'nesaris, you can't do it less than 2 years. But I have 2 years. So in that, the pasuk is telling you no. Since Hekdesh would rather that you don't have the Din Giroyin, Hekdesh would rather that if you want to be paid to the field, you have to pay the full 50 slum. So Hekdesh could tell you that you don't owe for this year. Since it's better for Hekdesh that you don't owe for this year, because then you're not going to have 2 years left that you owe, so Hekdesh could say, we cheshmer that you don't owe for this year, because that will come out of revach for Hekdesh. So when it says Shem Atereitza Lasas Chadashim, if that's the Girsa, it means Hektish. And there is a Girsa Shemratza Hektish Lasas Chadashim Shana, which means, according to Rashi Ben Gershom, Hektish is going to say, I'm going to count it as a Giroin of this year already. Be'etzim, you could be Megarei this year too. And now that you're Megarei this year, you don't have 2 years left. Now that you don't have 2 years left, you can't Megarei anything. That's the pshat. And Rashi's mashma is not totally on what Hektish wants Betzim. It just means if it's good for Hektish to yes consider this year as a year, to yes consider his Kadoshim as a Shana, because then there won't be 2 years left, and then you won't be Megrei altogether, you'll have to pay the full 50 slum, so Hektish could do that. Everything to the benefit of Hektish. Until year 48, Hektish could say you cannot be Megrei until the entire year goes by, and that way Hektish will get more money. Once it hits year 48, fakert. It's better to say you could be Megarei this year for the Chadashim, and then you won't have a full 2 years left. And then you won't be Megarei altogether. You'll have to pay the full 50 slum. That's the pshat of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rambam says a chiddush, that it's totally what Hektish wants. And the Rambam says that Imrotza, Lachshav Chadashim Shana means fakert, that the Gizbar decided, I want to give you off. I want to consider it as if you owe 2 years. Hektish is not mechuyev to accept the Geroin, once you already got into your 48th year, but Hektish could, because be'etzimei mechashin Hektish chadashim lehektish. That's when we don't count Chadashim LaHekdesh. So that's why the Gizbar, if he wants, could say that there is 2 years left. So the two Chadushim in the Rambam, one is Imratzim means that it's up to the Gizbar. The Gizbar could decide to give you off the Geroyin and say you can Megareya everything except for the last 2 years and is considered to have 2 years left that's not being Megareya because we didn't finish the 48th year, so I could charge you for the 48th year. But the Gizbar doesn't have to. The Gizbar could say, Lamais, it's already the 48th year, you already have less than 2 years left, and you can't Megareya altogether. But the Rambam is learning a different pshat and Lasas Chadashim Shana. Rashi learns Lasas Chadashim Shana means I'm considering it as if there was a Giroyin of this year, and the Mele, you can't do it. The Rambam's learning Lasas Chadashim Shana means I'm considering that there was no Giroyin. I'm making these Chadashim into a full year, and you have to pay me for the whole year. And Afkamina, that you could take a Mimigareya the last 2 years. It is considered you have 2 years left and you could pay with Giroyin. The Shita Mekabetzis brings a Taisa Rush. I learned similar to the Rambam that Lasas Chadashim Shana means that it is considered like you have 2 years, but he doesn't learn that it's totally in the Ratzin of the Gizbar. He would learn Ratzin meaning Ratzin of the Makdish. Then every year the Makdish cannot be Megarei till the end of the year. But it comes out of Taiva to the Makdish that the 48th year the Gizbar can't tell him that you don't have 2 years left, the Makdash could say, no, I'm not being Megareya this year, so it's Ke'ilu, I have the whole year left, and I do have 2 years left, so Mel, I could pay the two sel and two binyanais, and be paid to the field, even though it's already the 48th year. So these are the three pshatim. Rashi and Ben Gershom learn that the pshat is that even though you're not Megareya the year till the entire year went by, but when it comes the 48 Upalga, you might think I have 2 years left because I'm not Megareya this year. So I have 2 years. I still have to pay two sel and two binyanis. So may I could do Giroyin. Kamashma, no. Hekdesh is saying, I do consider the Chadashim to be a Shana. You don't have a full 2 years left, and may you have to pay the full 50 slum. The Rambam says, no. Means that the Gizbar could consider it as if you have 2 years left and you could be Megareya. But the Rambam holds us up to the Gizbar. And the Taisa Rosh learns that, no, the Makdish could consider it that I have, since the whole year didn't go by, it's considered like I have the whole year left, and it could be Megareya, even if the Gizbar doesn't want. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMakdish Adeyu B'Shasa Yevon. That's the Girsa that we have, Vishasa Yevil, the time of Yevil. Rashi says it means the time that Yevil is Nayi, because the olden of Stei Achuza of Zerachai Masar Mechamishim Shekel Kesef is Nafkin, the times that Yevil is Nayi, that we have Yevil. After Yevil was battled, there is no din of Stei Achuza with the Zerachai Masar Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. There's a Taiz above Basha, Nafkav Bezim and Bez. The Gemara there brings down the Mishnah. He says that the Girsa of the Svarim was Bishnas HaYevil. And the Chayr, that means in the year of Yevil, which would be Shver, because now it's Shtim according to Rav, according to Shmuel, you can't be Makdish the Sada in the year of Yevil. So Taisa says that you can learn that Bishnas HaYevil means, according to Rav, it means in the year of Yevil itself, and according to Shmuel, it could mean the year after Yevil. That's what the word Bishnas HaYevil means. The Mishnah fits very good that way, because it says that a Makdish Adeyu Bishnasa Yevil, Naisim Mizerichai Miserim Chamishim Shekel Kesef, if you do it in the year of Yevil, according to Rav, that means the year, the actual year of Yevil, what the Gemara before calls Bishnas Yevil Atzma, and according to Shmuel, it means Bishnas Yevil means the first year of the next Yevil, and then you do 50 Slum, and then it says afterwards, that Ekdisha Shtayim Mashal Shalom Vnei Yevil, Naisim Salabadayim Lashana. In other words, if you don't do it that year, you do it other years, then there's Din of Giroyin Kesef. Taisa says, even though the Pasuk in Mishnas HaYevil Yakdish Adeyu, the Gemara said that that word Shnas HaYevil, the Pasuk, means the actual Yevil year. And according to Rav, in Mishnas HaYevil, the in Mishnas HaYevil includes that year. And according to Shmuel, in Mishnas HaYevil means from that year, meaning starting the year after that year. It doesn't say Bishnas, it says Mishnas. That's what the Gemara said earlier in Dafkav Dalad and Mebeis. So you see that the word Shnas HaYevil of the Pasuk means the year of Yevil, not the year after Yevil. So Taisa says, Lashin Kral Lechud, V'Lashin Chacham Lechud. The Lashin Mishnah, the word Shnasayevel could mean the first year of the Yevel, as opposed to the Lashin Kral, which Shnasayevel would mean what the Gemara calls Shnasayevel Atzma, the actual year of Yevel. Good. Either way, the Gemara says he give Zeres Chayim Esarim Mechamishim Shekel Kasev, a base Kur of Sa'irin would have to pay 50 Shekel Kasev. Like the Gemara says, it means that you could plant in it a Kur. Like the Gemara gives the Pratim. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if it has Nekam Amukim Asar Tvachim, Aishlam Gvayim Asar Tvachim, if the ditches in the field that are 10 Tvachim deep, or stones that are 10 Tvachim high, Einanim Dadanima, they're not measured together with the field, you don't consider it part of the base Kur. You need a base Kur without these stones or these ditches. Pachas Mikan, if they're less than 10 Tvachim high or 10 Tvachim deep, Nindadrima, they're considered a part of the field. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, even if they don't get measured together with the field, let them be Kaddish ba'apei nafsho. Let them be Kaddish by themselves. And if you're going to say, if they're not a base Kur, they can't become Kaddish, but they could. Because you learn that from the Pasuk. The Rabbis lesa, v'chatzi lesa, chsav, v'tankav, v'chatzi tankav. So the Gemara says that we're talking about that the Sloim, the Nekayim are not royal Israel, the Sloim are stones, and the Nekayim are tumah meleim mayim. It's not royal Israel, so on their own, they don't have a din of a stay zera. And the Gemara says, so oibaze, even if they're less than 10 tfachim, why do they count with the field? And the Gemara says, because they're considered negani da'aro or shidri da'aro, they're considered bottle to the field. So the two diunim in the Rishaynim, in the Pshan and the Gemara, the first din is, it says if they're 10 tfachim deep, or the slum at 10 tfachim high, they're not nimdin imah. Does that mean that they don't need pidyon altogether? Or does that mean that they're not nimdin imah, but they have a pidyon b'shavyon? That you don't follow the cheshbon of zerech chayim esarim mechamishim shekel kesef, you figure out how much they're actually worth. But avada, they do need pidyon, they are hektish by themselves. That's one nidin in the Rishaynim. Rashi and Kamer Rishaynim, perhaps Rav Rishaynim, hold that avada, they become Kaddish. Why shouldn't they become Kaddish? You makdish the field, and they bring a raya because it says even the bar of a shevich becomes Kaddish ag of the field. So Kol Shekein, the Slom and the Nekam will become Kaddish ag of the field. Now the question is, do they have the din? Are they part of the base Kur that they count, you measure it, and it's all one big base Kur for the Zerah Chayim Asarim Mechamishim Shekel Kasef? Or no, they're not considered part of the field. And you pay the B'Shevyein. The Rav Rishaynim hold that you do need Padiyah. You just pay the B'Shevyein. The Rimagash above a Basram, and that's the Mashmais of the Rambam, and El Chaserichin, like we're going to say, and it's also on the Rabbeinu Gershom above Basram, they say that you don't need Pidyon Bechlal. Einim Dadimah means that you don't need Pidyon Bechlal, they're not Kaddish. Either Rishaynim bring a Raya from Bar V'Shevach, the Rishaynim Bava Basra, and in Kedushin, they bring a Raya from Bar V'Shevach, that the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that Vayin Alef, a Makdish is a Sadi, a Makdish even the Bar and the Gas. So the Lecha Mishnah, it's actually in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, he says that, because that's Choshev, so mainly you consider it part of the Hektish. Mashenkein, the Slum, the Nekon, the Racks, and the Ditches, and not Choshev, so mainly you don't intend to be Makdish in Ag of the Field. Okay, if it's Choshev, then you want it to be Makdish. If it's not Choshev, you don't want it to be Kaddish. And the Chaste David, on the Tesefti here in Erichin, it's Perek Dalad, he says that Avada they become Kaddish. But he says that since they're tuffled to the field, the pinion of the field creates a chalais pinion on the nekayim and the slime, which is a big chiddush because they're not enough tuffled to the field to be considered part of the field, the medida of the base kur. You don't consider it part of the field. You don't measure it and make the base kur this also be a chalik of the base kur. Because since they're 10 tvachim high, or 10 tfachim deep, they don't measure together. And he holds they become Kaddish. But still, they're enough bottle to the field that the pinion in the field can work for them somehow. That's what Chaste David says. So, Chiddush, the Rabbeinu Gershom in Bava Basra, Al-Agilian there, says, they don't become Kaddish. he's a little mashman, they weren't Kaddish Bechlal. But the Rimagash there that says the Shita, he says they don't need a pinyon. He doesn't say Kol, they don't become Kaddish. And maybe that's a little mashma like the Chastei David. Al-Kopanim, this is the Shita of the Rimagash Rebbeinu Gershon that Einin Dadan Ima means that they don't become Kaddish Bechlal. Al-Kopanim, they don't need pinyon. And all you do is pray to the field and you don't measure them part of the base kur. And then they're not Kaddish. Mashen Kain Rashi, and Taisus and Bava Basra, and the Rishonim there and Bava Basra, and in Kedushin, they hold Einim Dadanima, they don't become Kaddish together with the field. You can't count them as part of the base kur, but they do become Kaddish, and you have to be paid to them b'sheviyehen. Now, in the Gemara that asks Akasha, why don't they become Kaddish b'apin afshayim, there's also two mahalchim. Rashi here learns that there's no kasha. The kasha of the Gemara isn't that they should become Kaddish on their own, as opposed to being Kaddish with the field. Rashi learns like this. Einin Dadanima, like we said, means that they're not part of the field and they you paid them on their own b'shaviyehen. When the Gemara is a kasha v'liktishu b'apin afshayu, it means that even if they can become Kaddish on their own, there's still a din of zerah chayim asar mechamishim shekel kesef. So male is no nafkamina whatsoever. If the Nekon and the Slum on their own have the same shear of Zerah Chayim Esayim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef, so there is absolutely no halachic nafkamina if they're Kaddish together with the field and you consider all one big field, or if they're Kaddish on their own. What's a nafkamina? It's the same price exactly. When it says Einim Dadan Ima Behechrich, that means that they don't have the din of Zerah Chayim Esayim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. So then they don't become a chelik of the field. So merely after you paid them on their own, and when you paid them on their own, there's a different din. You paid the b'sheviyehen. But if when you paid them on their own, it's the same din of zerah chayim asar mechamishim shekel kesef, so there's no nafkamina whatsoever. And that's how the Ramban and the Rashba, this sugi exactly is there in Kedushin, and Daf Samach, and in Bava Basra, and Daf Kuv Beis. And the Ramban and the Rashba and other Rishonim there, learn like Rashi here in Erichin, that v'likdishu b'apin nafsha means that there's no nafkamina between nimdin ima and ein nimdin ima. Because since they have the din of zerah chayim asarim on their own steam, so what's a nafkamina if they're part of the field or not part of the field? It comes out exactly the same. So that the Gemara says that no, they're not royal Israel. And the mele, if they're on their own, they wouldn't have a din of estay Israel, and the mele, they'll be nifta b'shevyein. But if the less than 10 tfachim, so then, negani the iron nikri, shidri the iron nikri, and the male they considered bottle to the stay zriya, they also would have the din together with the sada of zerah chayim maserah mechamishim shekel kesef. But Rashi in Kedushin and the Rishbam v'Basra learn that when the Gemara asks the kasha v'nikdisha ba'apei nafsha, the Gemara means that there is an afgamina. There is a halachic distinction between if they're part of the field, or if the nikdish b'api nafsha. Now the Gemara somehow saw in the Mishnah, same Mishnah are bothered with, you see this in the Mishnah. But the Gemara somehow saw in the Mishnah that not only are they not nimdah together with the field, and it's not considered one hektish on the field and on the nekom and slum together, but also they bechal don't have a din of zerah chayim asarim mechamishim shekel kesef. Or lefi the Rambam and Rimagash, they b'chol don't have a din hektish, they b'chol don't need a din binyan. So the Gemara's kasha was, I could understand they're not part of the field. And there's an afkamina l'alocha why they're not part of the field. But let them at least have a kedusha b'apei nafsha, and let them have the din of zerah chayim asarim mechamishim shekel kesef b'apei nafsha. Taka, not the same as part of the field, but let them have the din b'apei nafsha. But what is an afkamina? What's Takan and Afkamina if they also have the price of Zerah Chayim Asarim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef? So what's an Afkamina if they're a part of the field or they're separate? So Rashi in Kedushin says, the Afkamina is if you count the slope. Do you count the slope as part of the base kur? If they're part of the field, then you'll count the slope. That's all part of the base kur. If they're not part of the field, then you're not going to count the slope. But likdish b'api nafsha means you should count the banim, the part that's on the banim, that should be considered a stay zriya, and should have the price of zerah chayim asarim mechamishim shekel kesef. So why is the Mishnah mashalei b'chlal don't have a din of zerah chayim asarim mechamishim shekel kesef? even though they don't have a din together with the field, and you wouldn't count the slope, but still, they themselves should be able, should have that din of Zerichay, Mesech, Mesech, Kesef, Mitzad, Atzma, without the slope. And that the Gemara says is talking about that they're not royal Israel, so male, they bechal don't have the din. The Shbam Babasha says that the Nafkamina is if you have to be paid to them all together or not. If it's one field, if it's Niknesh together with the field, so then you can only be paid it all together. It's one din hektish, you have to be paid it all together. Mashenkin, the Gemara's kash of Likdushu Bapi Nafsha means that it should have a Kedushu Bapi Nafsha. Ena chinami, since it's high 10 tfachim, or it's deep 10 tfachim, it doesn't become part of the field, you don't have to be paid it all together. Nikdush Bapi Nafsha, that you can be paid it separately. But Taizim Abasha asks the kasha, the Gemara in Kedusha, Nafchaf Aleph says, you could be paid of a Goyal L'chatzoyin, you could be paid it separately, even if it's one field. So why did it be no Nafkamina if it's one big hektish or different hektashim, would have the same price of Zerichay, Mesoyah, Mechamish, Meshekel, Kesef, and you could be paid it separately, you could be paid L'chatzoyin. So the Ramban, in Kedusha, he says a teretz for the Rashbam, that it means that you could give the money, you give half the money to the gizbar, but he doesn't have to give you back the field. Just like when you borrow money from someone, you give him a mashkin, you could pay him back half the money, but he doesn't have to give you the mashkin until you pay back all the money. Same thing with hekdish. You could pay back half the money, you don't have to pay in one shot, you could pay in different installments, but you don't get back the field until you give back all the money. So there's an afkamina between if it's one field or two fields. If it's one big hektish, he doesn't have to give back any of it till you get all the money. Mashaykin, if it's two, so then you can be paid each one separately. And the Rashba's Moisif, what's an afkamina? If you're paying back half of it, if anyway you're not getting the field until you pay back all the money, the afkamina is when it comes yevil and you only paid half of it, so then only half of the field will go to the kahanim. Lamaisa, you do have a chalais gula. He doesn't have, the gizba doesn't have to give you back the field till you paid all of it, but it is considered like you paid half of it. Nafkamina, when it comes yevil, the whole field wouldn't go to the kahanim, only half of the field would go to the kahanim. The Me'iri, in Kedushin, says another thing, which sounds mistabrit to me, that he says that when you go to l'chatzon, you don't have a choice which part of the field you're going to get back. Let's say somebody's makdish a field. It's Zerichay Mesoyah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. One price for the whole base court. And now there's a din of Goyal L'chatzon. So he can't go and say, I'm going to give part of the payment back, and I'm going to take back part of the field, and I'm going to take the best part of the field back. He doesn't have a right to do that. Could be the Gizba is the right to give him the worst part of the field. I mean, it's all considered the same price. Zerichay Mesoyah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. So could be the Gizba could say, okay, you paid half, I'll give you back half the field, I'll give you the worst price. Or could be asked to give him an equal amount, but he can't take the best part. So there will be an afkamina. If it's all one big field, and you're going to what's goyal l'chatzon, so it's up to the gizba which part he's going to give him. Mashengen, if it's two different ektashis, and I want to be paid to this one, so I could be paid it. So it does come out an afkamina, even if you say goyal l'chatzon. So let's chazer what we just learned. First, when you have the sloim that are gvoya asara, and the nekom which are omek asara, where the Mishnah says, einim dadin ima, and the Gemara is mavur, it's only talking about where they're not royal Israel. If they're royal Israel, then they do get a din hektish. They get a hektish ba'ape nafsha. So when it's not royal Israel, what's the din? So that we have a machlekes rishainim. Rashi and Rav rishainim, Taisus and Bavashra, Nushainim Bavashra and Kedushin, they all davant, it becomes Kaddish. The only thing is, it doesn't have the din of Zerichay, Mesoyah, Mechamishim, Shekel, Kesef. It's not Nimdad, the Nima. It's not part of the field. And it itself, Mitzat, Atzmai, wouldn't have the din of Zerichay, Mesoyah, Mechamishim, Shekel, Kesef, because it's not Royal Israel. If it's less than 10 Tfachim, so it's a Chelik of the field, it's one big Hektish on the field, it's Nimdad with the field, and the price for the whole thing is Zerichay, Mesoyah, Mechamishim, Shekel, Kesef. If it's Pachim, Yaisim Mimi Asar Tvachim, or Namach Me Asar Tvachim, so then, it's not Nimdanima means, Avad is Hektish, but it wouldn't have the price of Zerichay Mesoyah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef, because it itself is not Royal Israel. But the Rimagash and the Renegation of Basra and the Mashmayis of the Rambam is that Bechlal, you don't have to pay it all together. Either like the Lechem Mishnah says, it doesn't become Kaddish Bechlal because you makdish the field, and this is not a chelik in the field, and it's different than Bar Vegas because it has Chashivas Bar Vegas. This doesn't have Chashivas. Or like the Chaste David, it does become Kaddish. It's just a pigeon in the field. There's Memela, a pigeon on this. But the Pshat is you don't have to pay this all together. That's one Machlekes Uredos. And then, in the Gemara's Kasha of Eliktishu Bape Nafsha, which is Negei LaHalacha, if you have a Nekoyim that is Omek Asara and it's Royal Israel, Rashi and Kamari Shainim, Rashi over here in Erechin, and Kamari Shainim Neman, that Hagufa, that's what it means. Nikdishu Bape Nafsha means there's no difference between if it's Kaddish by itself or Kaddish together with the field, has exactly the same halacha. The price is erechaim asar mechmish shekel kesef. It makes absolutely no difference if it's one big field or several fields. That's gufa de gemara's kasha. But there's no halacha be'etzim that it's kaddish bapi nafsh as opposed to being kaddish with the field. It's one halacha. It's one, there's no nafkimina halacha between kaddish as part of the field of kaddish bapi nafsh. That's gufa de gemara's kasha. That's how Kamer Rishonim learn. But Rashi in Kedushin learns that there is an afkamin al halacha. The Gemara says, "Ein echinami." I understand that it's not kaddish as a part of the field, but it still should be kaddish l'abin afsha. What's an afkamina? Whether you count the slope? If it's kaddish as part of the field, you count the slope, but if not, you won't count the slope. And the Rishbam of Avasha says the afkamina is if you could be paid to that part alone. So now Taisus asks, "I could be paid to lechatzon?" So either the Teretz is like the Ramban and the Rashba say, you could be paid the Lechatzon, but you don't get back anything until you pay the full price. Now if you mean that when it comes Yevil, you'll get back half. But the Vaila, you won't get back anything until you pay the full price. We have the Me'iri that says you'll get back a part, but the part that the Gizmo wants to give you, not the part that you want. If it's Nikdash Shabbat B'Nafshe, you get this part that you're being paid. Now the Rambam, in Perek Dalad El Chesarech and Alachi Yigimel says like this, Kishemayli Deme Mayli Deme Lekayim Asaruim Lezuriya, Hayisham Slom Gvayim Asar Tfachem and Akam Malayim Mayim Amukim Asar Tfachem, Ein Nimda Denima. Pachas Bikan Nimda Denima. The Vayla, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, but his answer is an Ein, like the Gemara says, Dafk when it's not Royal Lezuriya. However, Hayibam Mekayim Asar Nemuchim Asara Yasev Ein Ben Mayim, and it's Royal Lezuriya, then nimdadim ifnei atzman, says the Rambam, u'mechashulem asheroyulahen. So in Mefarshim, the Birchas HaZevach and the Chaknasin here, and the Zevach Teida from the Chavetz Chaim, they read, oh, since the Rambam makes a deal that it's nimdadim ifnei atzman, Vaisis is telling you a din. It's nimdadim ifnei atzman. So you're going to have to learn the Rambam, l'chayre, either like Rashi in Kedushin, that the pshat is that you don't count the makam madrein, as opposed to if it's less than asar, where it's nimdad imah, he says, where you count the makam adjoin. That's how the Birch Zevach and the Chaknasin learn. Or you could say it means like the Rishbam of the Bashar, that's what the Zevach Taida says, that it's its own hektish, and afkamina, it could be paided on its own. But the fact that he says when it's pachas miyud, it's nimdad imah, and when it's yaisi miyud, and it's royal azriya, it's nimdad bifnei atzma, that's clear that there's an afkamina la'alacha between nind and ima and nind of ne'atzma. You're going to have to say, either like Rashi and Kedushin, or like the Rishbam and Bava Basra. And also, like they're saying, the Balti says that when it's not Royal Azriya, he says, Stam ain't nind and ima, it's mashma that it's not Kaddish at all, it doesn't need pidyon at all. That's what Alecha Mishnah Hilchos Rishus learns. And other Mefarshim, like the Rimagash and the Rabbeinu Gershom, that it's not Kaddish at all, you don't need pidyon at all. And now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ekdisha v'gala eini yaitzim miyadei b'yevel." It's another din of makdish stei achuza, that if he's not gaylit, then it goes to the kahanim. If he is gaylit, then that's it, he keeps it. If it's gala b'nai, let's say his son is gaylit, yaitzim lava b'yevel, then it goes back to the father. Gala acher, ayachem in akrevim, v'gala miyadei, yaitzim l'kainim b'yevel. That's the girsa we have in the Mishnah. So this is the halacha. If someone's makdish estei achuza, he could be goyalit, zerechai mesarei mechamishim shekel kesef. And if he's not goyalit, so someone else could be goyalit. If he or his son is Goyalit, so then he gets it when it comes Yevil. If no one's Goyalit, or if someone other than him or his son is Goyalit, then it goes to the Kahanim when it comes Yevil. But there's a Machlokes Yishanim, what's the din if someone else is Goyalit, and then he buys it from that other person, or he and his son buys it from that other person? Our Gears of the Mishnah says clearly, Gola Acher Echem and Akraven, the Gola Miyadai, meaning that he or his son bought it from them, Yaitzel Akainim Beyevil. Vashengim the Rambam, in Ilchas Erechim Perikdav Alachachav, he says that if Gola Sebita Isharkrav and Nochim Yan Hektish, Im Chazra Maktish, the Gola Miyad Nechazeres Loilam, that as long as he has it at the time Yevil comes, even though he wasn't the original person that was Gailit, then he keeps it. So the Ravid says, the Mishnah says not that way. But then the Ravid says, after Zazbadakti in the Schois, Umatsasi Mishalfis, Umatsasi Stomach Advarif, he says that there are two Gersais in the Mishnah. Our Gerson that we have says that it's Yaitzel Kainim Be'evil, but apparently there was a Gerson that says that Eini Yaitzim Mitachas Yadai, but if he didn't buy it, then it's Yaitzel Kainim Be'evil. That's the Girsas of Rambam. So it's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. With Taisus Yomtiv, there's a little bothered. He says the Pasuk L'chayra says like Rashi, and like the Raiva, like our Girsa. Because the Pasuk says, Im lo yigal es asada, v'marcher es asada l'ish acher, lo yigal oid. If he doesn't, he's not Goyalit. Im marcher es asada l'ish acher, the Gemara says it means the Gizbar. Someone else is Goyalit. It says, lo yigal light, you can't have any more than gula. So the Pasuk L'chayr says, mefurish, that if he sells it to, once the gizbar sells it to someone else, that's what means the marcher, as the sad l'shachah means the gizbar sells it to someone else, lo yigal light. He says, the Rambam is going to have to learn the Pasuk, that lo yigal light is not going on in marcher, as the sad, it's going on in lo yigal as the, then it's lo yigal light. But if a macher sadel is shachel, he still could be gaylit. But if not, why is sadel b'tzeis a liyavel a kehanim? But he says a little bit shver, sakina charif a mifsike kroy, the Gemara Sundain says. You're cutting up the pasuk with a knife. But the zevach teide from the Chavetz Chaim, the kvar kod made a mekeves a mishnah, they say that only the kasha b'chlal. Im lo yigal es a sadel means, he wasn't Gael the Sada till Yevil. Until Yevil, he could be Gael the Sada. Im lo yigal es Sada means that he wasn't Gael the Sada, and now it's already Yevil. That's the taich of lo yigal es Sada. He's not Gael the Sada, and now it comes Yevil. So im marcher es Sada lish acher also means, and now it becomes Yevil. There's two cases of Yevil coming. Yevil could come, im lo yigal es Sada means he remained hektish until Yevil. And in Marcus Asadalish Acher, meaning that it didn't remain hektish, but someone else bought it. And Acher v'loy ben, not him and his son, but someone else bought it. In both these cases, lo yigal oid, meaning if it's already yevil. But till it's yevil, just like he could be gaylit miyad hektish until it's yevil, he could also be gaylit miyad the one who bought it from hektish until it's yevil. But the pasuk lo yigal oid is not a kasha b'chlal. Because just like im lo yigal es asada lo yigal oid means if he wasn't gael the sada until yevil he can't be gael anymore, hu adin im marcher es asada lish acher means that you sold it lish acher and now it's yevil already. Now it's lo yigal oid. The Briskarov brings that Reb Chaim learns that the machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam is totally what is the status of the sada. When he's makdish the echuz and he's goyalit before yevil, what's the status of the sada until yevil? The Ravid and Rashi holds that it already gets a status back as a stei echuza. When the bailim or his son are goyal the sada from hektish, it reverts to the din of stei echuza. It's already shayna stei echuza. Or if his son is goyalit, I guess the pshat is it's his stei echuza, and by the son it's a stei mikna. But he retains the din stei achuza after the geula. So that could only be accomplished if he's goyalit from hektish, or his son's goyalit from hektish. Then it becomes a stei achuza. Ashegin, if anyone else is goyalit from hektish, so by that person, avad, it's a stei mikna. So when he buys it from that person, it's still a stei mikna by him. Since it's a stay mikna, so the din is a stay mikna, chayze b'yayvon. So it goes back to Hekdesh B'Yavim, goes back to Hekdesh B'Yavim, Mela goes to the Kahanim. When he's Goyalit, or his son's Goyalit, so then Hekdesh loses the whole din. And it becomes a stay achuza. And that's why it can't go back to Hekdesh B'Yavim. It's already a stay achuza. Mashengen, if someone else is Goyalit, so it can't become a stay achuza by someone else, it's a stay mikna by him. So that status of stay mikna remains. So even if that someone sells it, to the owner, it remains a stay mikna. It goes back be able to Hekdesh, it goes to the Kahanim. Now, Shengen, the Rambam holds that even when he's Goyalit, it's still a stay mikna. It doesn't become a stay achuza until Yevil comes. By him, until Yevil, it's still a stay mikna. Once you makdish it, you cannot retain the din stay achuza until Yevil. But Elamayin is exeris akasiv, that if it's by him, it turns from a stay mikna to a stay achuza when it comes Yevil. It doesn't go back to Hekdesh, it goes back to him if it's by him. So that would apply even if he bought it from someone else. Now the Sfasem is clear as a shiloh. What about the other way? What about if, let's say, the owner or his son was the one that was Goyalit from Hekdesh, and then he sold it to someone else, and it's beyond someone else when it comes Yevil? Do you say that the Lekach doesn't have more kayach than the father of the son? If it was beyond the father of the son, it wouldn't go to the Kahanim. So it goes to Lekach. Lekach only can have it till Yevil. Once it goes, once it comes Yevil, it goes back to the father and the son, and it doesn't go to the Kahanim. Well, do you say no? Just like if it was the Lekach was Goyalit, then it goes to the Kahanim. So who would then, when the father and the son are Goyalit and sell to Lekach, lemaisitz beyond the Lekach when Yevil came, so it goes to the Kahanim. I was like, quite there, Shiloh. But he says it's yesenira that it goes back to the father. So again, the cheshbon. If the father and son are Goyalit, they get to keep it. The father gets to keep it when it comes Yevil. If someone else is Goyalit, it goes to the Kahanim. If someone else is Goyalit and the father and the son buy it from him, that's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi and the Ravid all go to the Kahanim. The Rambam and the Rav Mishnayis holds it stays by him. And it's totally in Tugusayis in the Mishnah. But how about if someone else is Goyalit, and then the father and the son buy it? So Hashem is closed for a Shaila. He says it's Yosin Nira, that in that case it goes back to the father or the son. It goes back to the father. The Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shinun Hei, says it's Parshit Ma'od that it goes back to the Makdish. Like the Sasem says, Yeshanir, the Minchas Chinuch says, it's Parshit Ma'id. He says, it goes back to the Makdish. And the Mekevus HaMishnah also on the Rambam says that. And the Mekevus HaMishnah brings a Rayam, because the Braisa, when Taichas the Pasuk, and Lo'igal is a Sada, the Braisa says, Bailim. Vimach is a Sada, Zok the Braisa, Gizbar. The Bailim are not Goyal the Sada, and the Mach is a Sada means if the Gizbar is Meichah the Sada. Why is the Braisa saying Marcus Asada the Gizbar? Who else could be Meicher Asada? What's the Havimina that anyone else could be Meicher Asada? He was Makdish Asada. Of course that only the Gizbar could sell the Asada. Elamai, that's Kufa what the Braisa was coming Lafuke. Don't think it means if the Bailim were Goyalit and then they sold it, it will go Lekahanim. No. If the Bailim were Goyalit, then it's always going to go back to the Bailim. And Marcus is son L'Shachar means if the Gizbar was Meichel L'Shachar, the Balaam and then the Goyalit, then it goes to the Kahanim B'Yevil. But if the Balaam were Meichel, then it will go tack it to the Balaam B'Yevil. But I think the Shaila could be, it's possible, the Shaila is totally in the other Machlokes. Like we said, if someone else is Goyalit, then the Balaam buy it from someone else. So Rashi holds that even though the Balaam have it when it comes to Yevil, it doesn't matter. Since they weren't the ones that were Goyalit, so Mela goes to the Kahanim B'Yevil. So the Chayer, who wouldn't forget it? If the Bailam were Goyalit, even if they sold it to someone else. But it's all Tali, who was Goyalit? The front the way we said over from Reb Chaim, that the Yisayda Dover is like this. If the Bailam are Goyalit, then it becomes a stay achuza. If someone else is Goyalit, then it becomes a stay mikna. Once it's a stay mikna, so even if the Bailam buy it, it's still a stay mikna. The Bailam can't make it into a stay achuza, but just because they buy it, they have to be Goyalit to make it into a stay achuza. So Nela goes back to the Kahanim B'Yevil. So Avada, who would then when the Bailam buy it, now it's a stay achuza. Once it's a stay achuza, just because I sold it to someone, it's going to remain a steichus, and I won't go to the kain of b'yovel. That's what I would say, Pasha Lefi Rashi, the way the Svasemis comes out l'maskana, the way the Mechatzchina says it's Pasha Ma'ay, the way the Mechavis HaMishnah says, that once the Bailim are goyled from the Gizmar, it's already a steichusa, it's a steichusa, so even they sell it to someone else, it's not going to go to Kanem, it's going to go to them. But in the Shittas of Rambam that hold, that even if someone else is goyled, but if he sells it to the Bailim, so then it doesn't go to the Kanem the Yevil. So it's not Tully who was goyled, it's Tully who happens to have it when it comes Yevil. And like Reb Chaim was Mazbe, because anyway it's not a stay achuz yet, it's a stay mikna. It's a stay mikna, so what state in the pasuk? It depends who has it. If the Makdish has it or his son has it when it comes Yevil, it stays by them. But if someone else has it, so then it goes back to Hekdish and it goes to the Kahanim. And even if someone else was goyled, and then he sold it to the Bailam or to his son, but since when it comes Yevil, the Makdish has it, or his son has it, so then it goes to the Makdish. So the Chayi could say, who wouldn't forget? If the Makdish was goyled, and now it's not a stay achuz, it's still a stay mikna, and then he sells it to someone else, so when it came Yevil, the someone else had it, so then it should go to the Kahanim. Rashi and the Ravid hold it's all tali on who was goyled. If the Bailam are goyled, then they have the schus. If someone else is goyled, then the Bailam don't have a schus. So if the Bailam are goyled, and even if they sell it to someone else, but still, they were goyled, they have the schus. But the Rambam that says that even if someone else was goyled, but if he sold it to the Bailam, now the Bailam have a schus. So it's not tali who was goyled, it's tali who has it. So I would say, even if the Bailam are goyled, but if they sold it to someone else, they don't have it anymore. So now they should lose the schus. That's what I would clarify. L'chayr, it's partially, it's mistarbit to say that way. You see, the Rambam says a funny lashon. The Chayim Shtalzach on it. The Rambam says, Gola makdish kaidim shegiya yevil haveza chayzeres lebaleho. If the makdish was goyalit before yevil came, so melech chayzeres lebaleho returns to the Bailam. So the Ravid already asked the Kasha, what do you mean Chazeres? He has it already. Why did you say Chazeres? It goes back to him? He has it already. The Lashon HaMishnah is Hikdisha V'gola, and he yates him yodei b'yevil. It doesn't go away from him. What's the Rambam saying Chazeres? As I affect the Ravid. The Kasha HaMishnah says, nah, it's Lav Davki. He said Chazeres. Oh, but that's the Shtel. So the Mekavis HaMishnah learns that the Rambam is trying to memoramis this din. That as long as the Makdish was goyled, even if he sold it to someone else, not just he could keep it. Once he's goyalit, it's chazeres, meaning even if he sold it to someone else, it's going to be chachayza to his hand. So Ibazai and the Rambam would say, not like me. I was saying in the Das Rambam that since if someone else is goyalit and it goes to the Makdish, the Makdish could keep it. So who then, if the Makdish is goyalit, goes to someone else, then it'll go to the Kahanim. Then the Makdish won't keep it. But the Makavis of Mishnah is saying that maybe the words Hareza Chazeres Lebaleh mean even if he sold it. But the Brisker Rav brings Reb Chaim a different shot in the Rambam. He says, the fiends you said that according to the Rambam, it's not a stei achuzi yet. It only becomes a stei achuzi by Yevil. Then it's more medik the word Hareza Chazeres Lebaleh. Because even though the Balaam have it, they only have it b'tayr stei mikna. When it comes Yevil, it's a change of status. It's Chazeres. Now it becomes to them a stei achuza. So the fi zeh you can learn, it's dafki if they have it. It's dafki if they're holding it. Then it's chazeres lahem. Then it becomes to them a stei achuza. Mashen, if they're not holding it, so then the dinner is not chazeres to them, it goes to the kahanim, as I can mezog it. And now let's see one more sugya. The Gemara says that yidarshin la'acher v'loy leben, that if the ben is goyalit from hekdish, then it doesn't go to the kahanim, v'yevel returns to the makdish. And the Gemara clears about a bas. What about if there's no ben and there's a bas? Does the bas have the same din? Because you see, l'gabi yibum, the bas also has a din that it patis from yibum. You see, l'gabi yibum, it's kadadi. So maybe l'gabi this also. And the Gemara says that since the bas is an acher b'makim ben, if there would be a ben, then the bas wouldn't yarshin. So since it's an acher b'makim ben, the bas would also be considered an acher. And therefore, the bas does not have the din that it goes back to the makdish. If the bas is goyalit, it will go to the kahanim. And then the Gemara says, Shaila, what if the isha is makdish the field? Who's considered the yerish of the isha in order to that their geula would work. Is it the Baal, because the Baal is actually the Yerush? Or is it the Ben, because the Baal is not Yerush b'royik of a muchzak? Anything that comes after the Isha dies, the Baal doesn't get. The Ben gets the Yerusha b'royik of a muchzak, so the Ben's the Yerush. And the Gemara says, teku. So may everybody, it's only their Ben that's the Yerush, the primary Yerush that has the din, that their geula would work, and it wouldn't go back to the Kanan b'yevel. And even if they don't have a ben, no other Yerush could take over, because even the Bas or an Ach B'makam Ben doesn't exist, so they're considered an Acher. But an Isha, that's a Gemara Shaila. Who's the primary Yerush? Is it the Baal? Because the Baal is Yerush even B'makam Ben? Or is it the Ben? Because the Ben is Yerush B'roik of a Muchzak. So the Sfasem declares, are we only talking about an Isha that has both a Baal and a Ben? And then we're wondering which one is considered the Yerush, is considered that it's not the Acher, and would have the din that if he's Goyalit, the field will go back to the Makdish and won't go to the Ganim. But what if the Isha doesn't have a Baal, only has a Ben? So maybe in that case, Zichah Ben would work. The only question is that maybe Isha has a Suffer, then when she has a Baal, the Baal is the one. But if she doesn't have a Baal, so she's like everyone else, that the Ben would work. Or do you say that just like the Gemara says that a Bas Mamakim Ben is an Acher, so even if there is no Ben, the Bas won't work? So who adin a Ben, Mamakim Baal is like an Acher, so even if there is no Baal, a Ben wouldn't work. As I claim to Svasemis, the Minchas Chinuch and the Zevach Tei, the Nemzon and Svarim, that have added it wouldn't make a difference if there is a Baal or there is no Baal. The question mean, who is the Yerush? Who's the Yerush and who's the Acher? Just like by other Yerushim, by Bas and other Yerushim, even if there's no Ben, they don't become the Yerush, because if there would be a Ben, the Ben would be the Yerush. So if you're going to say that the Baal is considered the Yerush because he Yerushes instead of the Ben, so even if there's no Baal, the Ben will be considered an Acher. Since the Ben is an Acher b'mokim Baal, the Ben would always be considered an Acher. But the Zevach Taita points out that that's Alts in Rashi's Girsa. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Chav Bei, says, "Isha shekdisha steich uzasa v'gola balam yad hektish v'gir yevul v'itachas yad abal v'yadav esafik im tachzul isha teitzul kahanim." The Rambam only brings the suffik by Baal. The Rambam doesn't bring the suffik b'chalal by Ben. And the Rambam passes the suffik. If the Baal was paid it, it's a suffik. Does it go back to the isha? Does it go to the kahanim? The Rambam says, whoever's teifus gets it because it's a suffik. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam Malkarach had a different girsa, because why didn't the Rambam bring the suffik about a Ben? He only brings a suffik about a Baal. He doesn't bring a suffik about a Ben. Why didn't he bring a suffik about a Ben? Vaisis, his girsa was, could a Baal be maimed the Sada for the Isha? That was a suffik. The Ben of Ada could. The Isha is not different than anyone else. The Ben could. The Shailas, could a Baal also do it? So the Zevach Tei, the Tain is that according to Rashi, that the Shaila is who's the Yerush, the Baal or the Ben, which one? So that would apply even if there is no other one. But whoever's the primary Yerush, he's the only one that could do it, even if there's no other one. So if the Baal is the primary Yerush, the Ben can't do it no matter what, even if there's no Baal. Just like a Bas can't do it even when there's no Ben. But like the Rambam, the Ben anyway could do it. Then the Shaila is if the Baal could do it also. So the Ben can do it whether there's a Baal or not. And the Baal, that's a Shaila. The Gemara is a Safik, and the Baal also do it. Now the Lecha Mishnah is a Kasha. The Rambam Paskins, Yerushas of Baal is Derabbanan. It's a Machloikis in the Gemara. It's a Machloikis Tanon. It's Yerushas of Baal Deraisa. That you learn that from the Yoresh Isa, Melamed Shabal Yerush, his sister, the Gemara in the 8th Perek above Basra. But it's Yerushas of Baal Derabbanan. Rashi is Mashma, that the Gemara is going like the man, the Yerushas of Baal Deraisa. Rashi says, Shekhen Yerusha, the who Yerush lafili Yesh le Ben, Baal Yerush le Ben, could exceed the Yerush Isa. Laman Shabal Yerush is Ishtai. So Rashi brings the Pasuk. Rashi is Mashma, that the Gemara is going like the man, the Yom Yerusha Baal is their Isa. But the Rambam Paskins, the Yerusha Baal is their Abanan. So the Lecha Mishnah asks, if Yerusha Baal is their Abanan, so then me their Isa, the field is hectic, she goes to the Kehanim. Because me, the Raisha, the Baal's not a Yerush, she's an Acher. So Mela, the Rabbanu won't be able to mafkia the field from Ekdish, as I tain it, the Lecha Mishnah. So he's bothered with the Rambam. The Rambam passes Yerusha Baal's the Rabbanon, What's the shaila? As I fact, the boy shrei and the Rambam. The zevach tayv the tainis. It's not so shrei like a mission's kasha because chacham is a chizuk the vreim kishel tayr. Chazal gave a chizuk to that takana of Yerusha Sabal. The Rambam minuch shmita v'yevul says that Yerusha Sabal is not chayz v'yevul because the das a chizuk the vreim kishel tayr. So mel it's not so shrei. Could be the lech mishnah's kasha was that the chazal won't be mafkir from hektish. To mafkir from a person, you could say hefker bez and hefker. But from hektish, could be won't be able to mafkir from hektish. That's what the lech mishnah says. That's a milsa di surah, he says. Not a milsa di mamayna. Al-kabanim l'chari dar shteyden Rambam. Now yeah, even though Yerusha Sabal is der Rabbanan. But still, Yerusha Sabal could affect the din der Rabbanan. Yerusha Sabal could affect the din of hektish de achuza. Maybe the Rama Mose you could say, hefkebez and hefke, even the guy be hektish. But the Zevach Tei declares, maybe it's in the Rambam, only in the Rambam. The Rambam learns up the Gemara, that if Adad the Ben could do it, the Shaz the Baal could also do it. So then maybe in the Rambam you could say, even if you're Jewish Baal's Durabana, but the Baal could also do it. But maybe in Rashi, that the Shaila is, which one could do it, the Ben or the Baal? Dafke the Ben or Dafke the Baal? And if you're going to say the Baal, you're being Mefki of the Ben, maybe that would only be if Yerusha Sabal is their Isa. Isaiah declares about it. He's not sure. Maybe if the Shail of the Gemara is could the Baal do it or not, the Ben Kazicha do it, so then you could say the Baal could do it, even if it's Minarabanan is a Yerush. But if the Shail is who's the primary Yerush, the Baal or the Ben, you're only going to say the Baal is the primary Yerush if Yerusha Sabal is their Isa. He believes it's Sarachian. Lamais is interesting. The Chok Nosson wants to learn like this. The Chok Nosson wants to say that you don't have to say the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. You could say like this. The Rambam's girsa in the Gemara was which one is better, the Baal or the Ben. But the Gemara was going like the man, the Yom Yerusha Baal is the Raisa. And then you have a Suffolk, who's better, the Baal or the Ben? Mashenken, if you hold the Yerusha Baal is the Rabbanan, that's for sure the Baal is not going to mafkir the Ben, who's the Yerush me the Raisa. So since the Rambam paskins Yerusha Baal de Rabbanan, so the Rambam paskins that Avada de Baal's not mafki of the Ben. But the Rambam had his own suffix, that since we hold Yerusha Baal's de Rabbanan, so Avada de Ben is a Yerush, but now the Shaila is that maybe the din Yerusha Baal de Rabbanan can make the Baal also for a Yerush. And that's why the Rambam blibed with the suffix, not the Gemara Shaila. It's the Rambam's own Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is which one's better, the Baal or the Ben. But that's only the man, the Yerusha Baal is their Isa. We bask in Yerusha Baal is their abundance of Zichah to Ben is the Yerush. So now the Rambam is claiming his own Shaila. If you hold Yerusha Baal is their abundance, maybe the Baal is also a Yerush. But Kamuvan, it's a bissel dachuk. L'chai, it's better to say at the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam had a different Girsa. The Zevach Taida points out to Ben Gershom, sounds like he had that Girsa. To say the Rambam made his whole new Shaila on the side of Yerusha Baal is their abundance, not Mistaba. Usually the Rambam just is mitik what the Gemara says. So that's why the Zevach Taida says like this. If you hold like the Rambam, that the Ben is Zichah the Yerush, and the Shaila is the Baal the Yerush or not, then you could say the Chazal Shtel Levek the Baal for the Yerush, even if you hold Yerushas of Baal is the Rabbanan. As El Lechayr state in Rambam. But that the Zevach Taida is clearing that maybe if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, that the Suffolk is, who's the Yerush, the Baal or the Ben, so then you could say that Suffolk could only be on the side of Yerusha Baal's Dereis, on the side of Yerusha Baal's Dereabon, and the Ben is Zichar the Yerush. Like the Chok Nosson says in Svar. But the Zechav Levek Tei, the Blyfs of Sarachin, is it a good Svar or not? That's the Sugya.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.